Zog the Mishnah, daf samach tes omet beis towards the bottom. Ey musai mevi chagiga imoi, bizman shubo b'choil b'tayru v'muot. This is the new Mishnah, comes in the middle of Korban Pesach, about a Korban Chagiga. Now really, there's two types of chagigas. There's a chagigas called chagigas tes vov, which is a chagiga of Yontif, Sholosh Regolim, you bring a chagiga. As a matter of fact, Sholosh Regolim, besides the korbanos of the chag, you bring three different korbanos. Oil azgiya, when you come to the Aliyah Regal, Shalmei Chagiga, that's called Chagigas Tezvav, Shlomim, and Shalmei Simcha. Those are the three korbanos you bring. Now, this Mishnah is not talking about the Chagigas Tezvav. That's an obligation. We're talking about the Chagigas Yudalad, the korban Chagiga that is brought with the korban Pesach. Why do you bring a Chagiga with the korban Pesach? In order that the korban Pesach is eaten ala soiva. Since you have to eat the korban Pesach satiated, korban Pesach, remember, there's many people in Chabura. Many people in Chabura, small piece of meat, you got a small little kazayas, how much are you eating already? Big animal, but hundreds of people. Remember we said 1.2 million people in Nazar. We're talking about a lot of people that are part of a Chabura. You're right. When it's little people and there's a lot of meat, then you don't need a chagiga. That's what Mishnah say. But when you do need a chagiga, it's called the chagigas yudalad that comes in the Pesach to make sure you're eating ala soiva. We see some the says why you have to eat ala soiva. Correct. Shleisher Golem is a chayva to bring these three korbanos from v'chagoysem we learn from v'samachtem and v'leirah penarekom. Here we're talking about the korban chagiga that's bo erev that comes on yudalad. So again, Zog the Mishnah, Amos and maybe Chagiga Imoy, when do you bring this Korban Chagiga of Chagigas Yudalot? Bizman Shubo B'choil, when Pesach is in a weekday, when it's in a regular Tuesday, on Shabbos, not. Shabbos in this, that's why it comes in this Mishnah. Shabbos, we said only the Shchitas Doicha. Remember we said Akavto is not Kongtana Kama. Well, Chagiga is not Doicha Shabbos either, because the whole Chagiga is only a filler. It's to make sure that you're eating Ala Soiva. B'tayro, we know Pesach comes betuma, tuma to betzibur. We don't say that Chagiga comes betuma, only Pesach. Uvemuot. Only when there's an abundance of people, there's many participants in Korban Pesach, so then you only have bosa muot for every individual. Masha'enkein. Uvezman shubo b'Shabbos. When it comes b'Shabbos, a special chiddush of Pesach is derech Shabbos. Or b'meruba, when you have an abundance of meat, you don't need the filler. Uvetuma, or let's say it's Pesach betuma, tuma to betzibur. Ein mevin ima chagiga. Then you did not bring the chagiga with it. So first of all, let's be medayik in the Mishnah. The Mishnah starts off emes mevin chagiga imoy. When do you bring the chagiga imoy? So what does imoy mean? Does imoy mean on yudalad with the korban Pesach, or does imoy mean like all other nedarim and nedavos that you bring bein tomet shachem and tomet shalabayim oleh hachshim kol hakabonos? Pesach is after the tomet shalben abayim. So that's a question. When do you bring, what does imoy mean? Does imoy mean with it mamish? Some say like that. Or no, pashas it means, the tzach says it means between the two tmidin. That's the imoy that you bring when you bring the chagiga. However, when it's b'shabes b'meruv b'tumah, ein mevin imoy chagiga. So what does ein mevin imoy chagiga mean? So the Rosh, what you have learned, the Rosh in Perek Aviv Pesachim brings two deis. We have a minig, right, on Pesach, that we have two tafshilin. On the Seder Korah, we have a tafshil of an egg, Zechel Chagiga, and we have a Zroya, Zechel Korim Pesach. Do you bring on Shabbos, Pesach Shchalu is B'Shabbos? By the Seder, do you have the egg also? Or do you only have the Zroya? Because on Pesach and Shabbos, there was no Chagiga. Any more Chagiga. Chagiga, we said, is not Deich Shabbos. So if you're going to have a Chagiga, Zechel Chagiga, you'll come to bring a Chagiga, Lassid Lavoi. You're not supposed to have a Chagiga on Shabbos. So the Rosh brings one day that you do not have a beya when it comes on Shabbos, and then he brings a daya of Rabbi Yankim Ulanj, we feel like that. Rabbi Yankim Ulanj and Rabbi Yudim Mikurbil, that even on Shabbos they brought a chagiga. Everybody say that, I mean, they had an egg, second tafshil. Why? Like you said, ain't a chenami, you don't bring imoy, but you can shecht it on Yud Gimel. Shecht the korban chagiga on Yud Gimel and eat it, Leil Tezvav. And there's no Issa Lina. And he brings a special limud that there's no psulina osulelus kiyomim akaponim et shaykh nechatimtza. That you have the korban chagiga because you shechted it tak on Erev Shabbos and lamaisa you have it on Leil Tezvav. So it's taken not brought imoy, but lamaisa you have it and it's at the end of the day it's eaten. And that's a minute to have this, the eggs, even by the korah on Pesach Shchalius B'Shabbos. Now we fear zech taka to have the eggs,
by the Kaara. We have a Beya and a Zraya, even if it falls on the Shabbos. But I think the meaning of eating an egg before Shulchan Aruch, that we take it on do when Pesach Shchaliyah is b'Shabbos.
Meaning, if a Zoyvai to eat the egg, the Zecher of the Chagiga, that on the Kaara we have it, but to eat it, if a Zoyvai we don't do, like it says in the Mishnah, on Shabbos, Emevin, Imay Chagiga. Now the Mishnah says, Bizman Shi Meruba, meaning, when there's an abundance of meat, you have not many participants, so then Emevin, Imay Chagiga, you don't need the filler, you don't need the Korma Chagiga to fill up. So the Meiri says, it comes out of Nafkamina, what the Ala Soiva is. Meaning, when you have the Korma Chagiga, so you're starting off eating the Chagiga, and then you're satiated, you're soiva, as soon as you eat the Korban Pesach. The first bite of the Korban Pesach is very yala soiva, because you're filling yourself up slowly with the Chagiga, and then yala soiva when you start the Korban Pesach. Masha'en came when it's meruba, meaning when you have an abundance of meat, you don't need the Korban Chagiga, so then the soiva only starts at the end of the Achila, because you're starting off to eat the Korban Pesach without a Chagiga, you have a lot of meat. So Mela, at that time, you're not satiated yet. When is the kiyum of soiva? Not every achila that you take, but only the end of the achila. Meaning, because then you attack a soiva. So it's nafkamina is the beginning of the achila or the end of the achila. The Briskovin Ksovim, he points it out and he says that when you have a bosa meruba, when you don't need the chagiga, you're not allowed to bring the chagiga. Because with choshet, it'll end up being that the bosa pesach will be noiser. Since you have so much meat, so the chagiga is going to cause that you're not going to finish the bosa. So mele taki, you don't bring a chagiga. He brings, the Biskrov brings that the Rambam and Pirsh Mishnayos is a whole new pshat in Merubin. Merubin doesn't mean there's a lot of meat that you don't need the Chagiga as a filler. Merubin means there's so many Korban Pesachs to shech, there's no mokum to shech the Chagigas. So Zok the Biskrov, we see from this Rambam that Bechoil, when it's maybe Chagiga Imoy, Imoy means with the Pesach itself. And that's why there's no mokum for Chagiga, because there's so many Korban Pesachs that have to be shechted. Now the truth is, Le'olam Imoy Kamin, that it was shechted, not Imoy Mamash, but before the Tomash Ben Abayim. But it's still less time, because everything got backtracked. Tomash Ben Abayim was early on Erev Pesach.
Zok the Mishnah again. Eim b'sam evin chagiga imoy b'zman shubo b'choyl, b'tayra v'mut, b'zman shubo b'shabas v'mruba, v'tuma eim evin imoy chagiga. Chagiga hoysa bo min ha-tsoin, min ha-bokor. Chagiga came from all types of sheep. Tsoin and bokor, u'min ha-kvosim, min ha-izim, goats and sheep, min ha-schorim, min ha-nekevis, not a korban Pesach, he's in kevis too. It's 2 days and one night. Mashen Korban Pesach is only Zohar ben Shona. Zogmah, and only at night. Zogmah, my Tona de Ketoni Chagiga. What in the world is Korban Chagiga coming in the middle of Korban Pesach over here? With Sugis of Pesachim. Zogmah, Tona Hakafta. Since we said in last Mishnah, Hakafta Vavosel Dochi Shabbos, the things are not Dochi Shabbos like Chutzetchum and carrying it, even though Chayne Satma, because Shvus the Efshel Asim Etmos not Docha. But only Shchit is good Docha. But Ketoni Nami Chagiga Loi Docha Shabbos. So we all say Chagiga the Shchit is not Docha Shabbos. Vachik Omar, Eim is Amabin Imoi Chagiga. When you bring a Chagiga Imoi? When? Bizman Shubo Bechoil, when it's in a weekday. B'tayro, V'muot. When those are the reasons that it's Docha. Then you don't have to come out to the Tchi of Shabbos. Then you don't have to come out to Tumut Shabbatzibur. Then you don't know, then you have a question of make sure that you want to be Allah Soiva. Masha'enke, when it's b'Shabbos, b'Tumah, u'ver m'ruba, it's takanat. Om Rav Ashi, sh'mami no chagigas ha'boso, lav choyvehi. Daf ayin nomad aleph. We have a clear raya that the chagiga of Yudalit is not an obligation. It's not an obligation, meaning it's not a chiv deraisa on its own. Why? The isakadai to choyvehi. If it's a choyve, then taste it b'Shabbos. If it's only coming as a filler to make sure eating ala soiva, I understand why in Shabbos it doesn't have to come. It's not Deuch Shabbos. It's not allowed to be Deuch Shabbos. But if it's Chayva, then it should be Deuch Shabbos. And likewise, V'tesim Meruba, it should come even when you have a lot of meat. V'tesim Betuma, Tuma Shabbatzibu when it comes to Pesach. So it should be included also. Zok Tesis on the top. Kloima Ein Chay Min HaTeir Laviyah. These are the Chayvi Min HaTeir. If it's a Chayva, Shuv Ein Olam Loimash Yesh Chilik Ben Shabbos Chol. Then you can't differentiate. Dav Korban HaKavu Elo Zman. It comes on Shabbos. V'teisi b'meruba, it should come b'meruba, u'v'tuma, elevade laf choyvi, v'ein aboy ala kadesh yoich la pesach ala soiva. It's only as a filler to make sure you're eating ala soiva.
Oh, so before we see Toys Vaita, let's see the Gemara first. Zok the Gemara, so again, the Gemara says that the Chagigas Yudal is not a choyva, because if it's a choyva, then it should come b'Shabbos, it should come even b'meruba, even when you have an abundance of meat, and also b'tuma. It should always come if it's a choyva. Zok the Gemara, 2 lines from the top. So why does the taka come b'miut?
Why do you bring a chagiga together when it's miut basar, when you have many participants in the Korban Pesach and you have a small amount of meat? So the Gemara could have told you like learned in a brayser. Chagiga aboim haPesach necheles tchilo. The chagiga of Yudalit that's brought with the Pesach is eaten first. In order that the Pesach is eaten ala soiva, meaning that you're satiated. Now Rashi says, what's the din of eating Pesach ala soiva? So Rashi in the top line, Sheyu nenin bachilosoi. Like this, I'm enjoying the meal. I'm enjoying the Korban Pesach. When I'm satiated and I'm eating it, I'm enjoying it. V'tichoshev lehen. So melo will be choshev. So Rashi is mashma that the vort in eating ala soiva is a chshivas. It's like a lekovdu lusifogas dekadin. We know by achilas kahanim there's a din that they have to eat like malachim. They have to eat lekovdu lusifogas. So mele you're eating in a way that you enjoy, that it's choshev, is when you are not hungry. When you're hungry, that's not lekovdu lusifogas. Mashenka, when you're satiated and then you're eating it, not achilas gasa, but you're starting to be full and you're enjoying it, that's much more enjoyable. Now, Reb Chaim in Stenzel says that be'etzim this din of lemoshcha, which is l'gdula, that you have to eat kederach hamalochim oichlim, is usually a din in kahanim. We don't find anywhere achilas bailim, there's a din of lemoshcha. Rashi's over here saying achilas pesach is achilas bailim. It's not achilas kahanim. And is a din of lemoshcha l'gdula, zok Reb Chaim ein chanami. Over here, this chadish, unlike other karbonos, where achilas kochim is not a chiyah for the bailim to eat, it's only the kahanim. Over here, there's a din that the bailim have to eat. Vibalt korban pesach is a chiyah on every person, every bailim to eat. So there's a tzivui on korban pesach for the bailim to eat, unlike other karbonos. So the din of lemoshcha l'gdula applies even to the bailim, and that's a chiddush by korban pesach. Usually, lemoshcha l'gdula is a din of kahanim. Because usually the bialim that eat, they punk out eating the kochim, they're allowed to eat it, but there's no chiv in them. Mashen Korban Pesach is a chiv, so the din of lemoshcha l'gdula applies to them. The first time that we find any achilas kochim that's at tzivui on the bialim, so Mele has the din of lemoshcha l'gdula. So that's Rashi learns the sugya. The ala soiva is in order that it should be a lemoshcha l'gdula kedech shamalochim oichlim. It should be tichoshev lehen. Tosis clearly argues, Zok Tosis, in the Bamascha Lav Choyva, the first narrow line, v'oymeriva the mashma b'Yerushalmi, the whole the Pesach nechal ala soiva. Why do you eat ala soiva? Haynu midrabbonon gzerim shum shviras etzem. The reason why you eat ala soiva is a gzer drabbonon that you should not break any bones. Why would you break bones? If you're hungry, then you want to suck out the marrow in the bones, and then you might come to break the bones, and it's the issa to break bones. Etzem latish b'guboy. Shim loyo isabo ala soiva, if you're not going to eat it satiated, mitoch shu rov, since you're hungry lechol, habosa shesova atzomois, hoya boli de shvirosom. So it's a gzeret rabbonon, they shall be oivan is of etzem leisishbru. So it's a sozik amachloikas. Rashi learns that the din of eating ala soiva is a din lemoshcha that's applicable by the bailim, and Tois says it's a gzeret because of shvirosom etzem. So Tois later on in Daf Kuf Chof, Tois says a kasha, that according to Ben Tema, we'll see soon in the Gemara, Ben Tema's Shita is that the Korban Chagiga is like the Korban Pesach, not like our Mishnah. The Korban Chagiga is a din of Issa of Etzem Leisish Berubah either. You're not allowed to break the bone of a Korban Chagiga either. The Chagiga is Yudalad. Just like the Korban Pesach, it has a din of Korban Pesach. So Fektosis, if we're establishing now that whenever there's an Issa Shvirus Etzem, you have to make sure you eat ala soiva so you won't break bones in order to take out the marrow from the bones. So now how could the Korban Chagiga be a filler if it gufa has to be ala soiva gu? How could the filler have an Issa Shvirus Etzem if the filler itself you have to eat when you're full? Because the only reason you're not going to break bones is if you're ala soiva. So how could the Chagiga being a filler for the Korban Pesach have an Issa Shvirus Etzem and at the same time not be concerned that you eat it, that you're going to break bones over there? The only way you're not going to break bones is if you goof ala soiva. That's what it says. The reason why Korban Pesach has to be ala soiva because the Issa Shvirus Etzem. So Ibazoi, Chagiga, which has a Shvirus Etzem according to Ben Tema, so then it should also be eaten ala soiva. So how could the filler serve as a filler if the filler gufa has to be eaten ala soiva? You should have a filler before that. The entree is in order to fill you up for the main dish. Well, the entree you have to be filled up for too, because you can't be shoved at some ways in the Chagiga either. A bomb kasha that Tosis asks. So Tosis of their answers that there's a question in according to Ben Tema that we say that Chagiga is like a Pesach. Does that mean that it's also a Ben Shona or that not? So on the tzad that it's not a Ben Shona, it's like a Korban Pesach, the Gabi de Psulina, it's only one day, only eaten at night. And the gabra din of shvias etzem, but the gabra din of ben shana, it doesn't have to be a ben shana. So ibazoi, so today's answers, the whole shasha shvias etzem is only when you have a small little shepsula. When you have a ben shana like korban pesach, that's when the shasha shvias etzem kicks in. Mash engin chagiga. Even though be'etzim it has a din of shvias etzim, but it's no chash of shvias etzim because it's not a ben shana. That's the stairs. Meaning a small little 1-year-old sheep over there, taka, there's not a lot of bosser, so you're going to go to the marrow, you're going to go to the bones. Mashengen chagiga, which doesn't have to be a ben shana, so you're not going to end up breaking bones to eat the meat. There's an abundance of meat in the carbon itself. Now, Lemaisa, according to the Tzad, the Ben Tema holds that the chagiga also has to only be a ben shana, just like carbon pesach, so you can't give this teretz. So the Achronim want to say that on this tzad, there still won't be chashash shvius etzem by chagiga. Because why is shoyve etzem? It's not stam because you're hungry and then you're going to forget and break. So Ibn Zayi, chagiga is also 1 year old. It's not a lot of meat. No. The vart is because you want to leave shulchan rabbi when you're seveya. So that's only negate the Korban Pesach, which is the last thing eaten. That you want to make sure you eat satiated, leave satiated. Mashing by the entree, you're not looking to break bones. By the entree, you're not looking to be satiated yet. You're not looking because you're not leaving Shulchan Rabbah yet. So male over there is no chash of Shvias Etzem. Even on the tzad that the Chagiga is a 1 year old like Korban Pesach. But since it's not the last dish you're eating, you're not going to break bones in order to have some more marrow, some more meat. Now, legabe Pesach Sheni, the Achronim want to say that even if Pesach Sheni is be'etzem like Pesach Rishon, and is an is of Shvius Etzem, but there's no chash of Shvius Etzem, because Pesach Sheni is like a gather of merubah. There's an abundance of meat. There's not a lot of people that bring Pesach Sheni. So it's considered Bosa merubah. By Bosa merubah, there's no chash of Shvius Etzem. So merely, you don't need a Korban Chagiga with it, and Pesach Sheni does not come with the Korban Chagiga.
Zok du Gemara weiter, by the 2 dots, 5 lines from the top. V'necheles l'shnei yomim. We said that the Korban Chagigas Yudalad, not the Chagigas Tezvav, the Chagigas Yudalad is Necheles L'Shnei Yomim V'Layla Echot. It's not like the Korban Pesach, and it's eaten not just that night, but Shnei Yomim V'Layla Echot. Zog the Gemara, Masnis in the Loike Ben Tema. Our Mishnah is not like Ben Tema. The Tanya Ben Tema Oimer. Chagiga Haboim HaPesach, Hare Hike Pesach. Ben Tema holds that the Chagigas Yudalad is like the Korban Pesach. Ve'ena necheles ela liyom v'layla. It's only eaten that night. Liyom v'layla means that night until the morning. Because Korban Pesach is not eaten the following day. It's till chatzois, until the morning, till alois. So liyom v'layla meaning only till the day, only that night. So zogt Ben Tema, Chagigas Yudalad is like the Korban Pesach. However, the Chagigas Chamisha Osor, the regular Chagigas Chamisha Osor that you bring on Tezvav, Chagigas Tezvav, that we learn from the Pasuk of Chagoy Samay Sechag Lashem, that is already like a Korban Shlomim. Necheles L'Shleyomim V'Layla Echod. Now this din of Chagigas Arbosa Kung Tu Ben Tema is like a Pesach. So what does it mean it's like a Pesach? Does it mean it's like a Pesach and it's Doicha Shabbos? Does Ben Tema argue even on the din of Doicha Shabbos? Or Pshat is no, it's like a Korban Pesach, legabri din lina. But to be doicha Shabbos, afazoyvait, you're not going to say it's brought on Shabbos. So Tosov here in the bottom of Dibur Maschil, Lav Choyvehi, 5 lines before the end, Zok Tosov, Vahashle ben Temo, Uletara lekamon, the Isu Chagigas Abosa de Reisa, Dochi Shabbos. That means if you hold it's the Reisa, it's like a Pesach, then it's like a doicha Shabbos. And the Gemara is going to learn soon that he learned it's the Reisa. He learns from the Pesach of a Loyolin Lebeka Zeva Chag Pesach, that from Pesach and Chagiga, both of them have a din of Laila Echod. There are other Rishonim, Mashmois in a different Tosis in Daf Nuntes, which is Mashma that even if it's the Reisa, it's not going to be Doicha Shabbos. Just like we find Lemoshel, Achilas Matzah, Kol Zayin, is Deraisa, but Lemaisa it's a Rishus. So you can have something that's Deraisa and still being a Rishus. Achilas Matzah, Kol Zayin is a Deraisa. It's a Mitzah Deraisa, but Lemaisa it's a Rishus. So we have here also, it could be, it's Deraisa, Chagiga, Kung to Ben Tema, but it doesn't mean it's Doicha Shabbos. Now, according to the Tanav our Mishnah, it's for sure not Doicha Shabbos. We said, that Chagiga, Arbosa, is Lav Choyvi. It's not a Choyva, and because if it is a Choyva, then Tesi B'Shabbos. So it's for sure not Deuch Shabbos. In Ben Tema, we're misupik if it's Deuch Shabbos or not. Now, according to the Tana of our Mishnah, it says it's not a Choyva, because Isak that the Choyva will be brought on Shabbos is mashma that the only reason why it's not brought on Shabbos is because it's not a Choyva. So the truth is, there's a Mishnah in Tumur that says that Yesh Bekorban Tzibur She'en BeYochid. What's in between Korban Tzibur and Yochid? The difference is that a Korban Tzibur is Deuch Shabbos. Now, from that would be mashma that the fact that our Gemara says that it's not Deuch Shabbos because it's not a Choyva is mashma all other reasons it would be Deuch Shabbos. Is mashma Korban Chagig is a Korban Tzibur. It's like a Chiv on every individual, but it's like a Korban Tzibur. Varaya, because it would have been Deuch Shabbos. The only reason why it's not Deuch Shabbos is because it's not a Choyva. Zok the Gemara, the Sakadaita Choyvi, Taysi B'Shabbos. So we see the only reason why it's not Deuch Shabbos is because it's not a Choyva. But if it would have been Choyva, it would have been Deuch Shabbos. It has to be Korban Tzibur to be Deuch Shabbos. Is mashma that Korban Chagiga is a Korban Tzibur. If it's a Korban Yochid, typically it's not Deuch Shabbos because it's Korban Yochid. Not because it's not a Choyva. It's a Korban Yochid, and that's why it's not Deuch Shabbos. So Taysi over here on Omid Beis discusses this, and he brings a mashmois in the Gemara in Chagiga Davov is mashma that it's a Korban Yochid. So you have to know exactly what's the reason why it's not Deuch Shabbos. Is it because the Korban Yochid is not Deuch Shabbos? Is it because it's not a Choyva? So again, Zog the Gemara Masis and Loike Bentema, the Mishnah is not like Bentema. The Tanya Bentema Oimer, Chagiga Haboim HaPesach, Hareu KePesach. It's like a Pesach, meaning that it is a psulina after one night. Ve'ein necheles el yoyim v'laylo. Ve'chagigas chamisha osor, mashengi dechagigas tesvov, necheles yoyim v'layla echot. Zog the Braise Vaita, ve'chagigas arba osor, dechagigas yudalad, yoytsubo mishum simcha. There's a din of a samachto. There's a din of eating a korban simcha, shalmei simcha. You can be yoitza the korban shalmei simcha with the chagigas yudalit. Now, that doesn't mean the chagigas yudalit pashtas that's left over. We're talking about, because according to Ben Tema, you're not allowed to leave it over. We just finished saying a second ago, ein necheles al yom v'laylo. It can't be eaten on tezvov. It has to be eaten before the end of the laylo. So what do you mean, chagigas tezvov? So Rashi bavon this, and Rashi says the yoytze mishum simcha im ikva ad lemochor v'shochta yoytze ba mishum simcha. If you ended up not shechting the chagigas yudalit as a chagigas yudalit, you set it aside as a chagigas yudalit, but you never shechted it. So because you never shechted it, so yoytze ba mishum simcha, you can utilize it now for common simcha mishum sami simcha. It was separated for something else. The ava bishem ufreshes v'meres kvavish. It's ready to move for something else. V'sham esimcha choyve hein, and it's a choyve, and we know kol dovish a choyve hein a boilam in achulin. V'sham esimcha is a choyve. You can't bring it something that's separate from something else. It's not bom in achulin. It has to be bom in achulin. This is not called bom in achulin. On that, Rashi answers a few lines under that. Hani mili b'choyve is the alma. A regular choyva, then you take it cannot use unless it's minachulin and not something that's mufresh for something else. So how could you take chagigas yudalit and be yoytze shami simcha? Aval shami simcha is rabbi meseches chagiga b'ritanya b'sifri v'somachta l'rabbis kol minei simcha. All types of simchas you can be yoytze shami simcha is yochel abe oifas menachas tamaloymar b'chagecha mishe chagiga bo mehen yotzu oifas mikan omer yisrael yoytze minichvosen b'nedom v'nedovas. So we see clearly, as long as it's boser, it's not oifus and menachas, you can be yoitza shami simcha, a special ribui v'samachta l'rabbis kol minei simcha. So memela, you can utilize even a chagigas yudalit that was never shechted and it was mufresh v'imedes, and now you want to use it for shami simcha. Now the Meiri brings it sad. He said it comes out in the Maskonas HaGemara that it won't be a psulina. Akoponim, he says that if you shechted it for chagigas yudalit, you can be yoitza the leftover meat for the din of shalmei simcha. But Rashi Behedi is not saying that. Rashi is saying clearly, if ikva v'lo, and you didn't shecht it, then you can shecht it now even though it's hufish for something else. So zok the Gemara, even though you yoitza mishum simcha, ein yoitza ba mishum chagiga. You can't be yoitza with the chagigas yudalit as a chagigas tesvov. Now Rashi l'shitosoi, what do you mean not yoitza? If you ended up not shechting the chagigas yudalit on yudalit, you can now take something that's mufresh for yudalit, a chagigas yudalit, and use it for chagigas tesvov. The only reason we're yoitza for the din of shami simcha, because shami simcha is nisraba, as long as anything that brings to simcha, as long as not oifas and menachas. Masha enkein, chagigas tesvov, it's only bom and achulin. You can't bring it something that's mufresh for something else. So Rashi ve'ein yoitza bom mishum chagigas chamishosik in amorim, dove sheyesh boi choyva ein a boilem and achulin. Kaloi ma mishaloi, v'loi mi mashu mchuyva oimid. V'zuk van iskatshe me'etmol. Chagigas yudalit that you separate, even if you didn't shecht it, you can't suddenly now shecht it for chagigas tesvov. Zog the Gemara, my time in the Ben Tema, what's the reason of Ben Tema? K'demasi rav l'chiyah b'rei. What's the reason that he says that a chagigas yudalad has a din of Pesach legabe de psulina? It's Laila Echod. Zog di gemoga, kedemasi rafchil ilachia brei, v'shetan posik, v'lo yolin laboike zera chaga posach. The beginning of posik is, lo yishchat al-chomet zam zivchi, v'lo yolin laboike zera chaga pesach. That means you can't leave it over until the morning. That's going to come Pesach. But it says Zevach Chag HaPesach. What's the lashon of Chag? Zog di gemoga, Zevach Chag, Ze Chagiga. HaPesach Kamashmoy. V'om Rachmano Lo Yolin. So we see clearly that the Din Chagiga is the Raisa Dik Din, the Chagiga is Yudalit, and it has a Din of Lo Yolin, like the Korban Pesach. Now the Gemara says, to what extent does Ben Tema consider the Chagiga is Yudalit like the Pesach? Legabe Lo Yolin, he brings a Posik. What about all the other Din of Pesach? Is it either roasted like Korban Pesach? Ki ach shachmon le Pesach. When we compare it to Pesach, it's lelina. It's only gabri din of loyolin. Aval itzli loy. Mashen itzli nat. Oydom loyshno. Meaning, on the one hand, the loyolin is a din in the achila, that there's a psul achila after this man of the lina. So maybe who had in the other din of achila? You also compare one to another, and it has to be eaten dafket tzli. That's a sofik in the Gemara. Oydom loyshno. Zog ma raya toshma. Halayla zeh kuloi tzli. The girsa of the manishtana and his man of mikdash was halayla zeh kuloi tzli. Everything we eat is roasted. Va'omer av chizda zu divi ben temet. There's a kol to ben temet. It says that the chagig is roasted. Shema mino that the chagig comes tzli. Ibai lufek gemar another kasha. Le ben temet bo min abokor or ain't bo min abokor. Does it come min abokor or not? Meaning, does it only min atzoyin like Korban Pesach or even min abokor from cattle? Bom and Anakavis, and when Anakavis doesn't come like Korban Pesach, only from Zohar or even from Anakavis. Zog the Moga, Bom Bashtei Shonim, does it have to be Shona Achaz? But Tech Shona like Korban Pesach, or even Bashtei Shonim? Or in a Bom Bashtei Shonim? Kiak, the same Sophic, Kiak Shachmon Le Pesach, Lemidi Dachila. When we're comparing it to Pesach, we're comparing it to the Pasha of Lina, which is Achila Dikadinim. Avalachol Milu, when it comes to the other dinim in Dakrova, Loi. So Mela doesn't have to be a Ben Shona, it could be Stoishe Shonim, it could be in the Keva, Oidum Aloishno, and we compare it in Gansen. Zogdimo Toshma, Chagiga Boma Pesach, Hare Hike Pesach. Clearly, black and white. Bom in Atsoin, meaning Dafka Tsoin, Vein Bom in Abokar, not cattle, Dafka. A keves or an ace, bom in a bokor, bom in a schorim. I mean, vein a bom in a keves, dafke zocher, bo bashnos, vein a bo bashte shonim, and dafke bashono, vein a necheles, elo leyoim velaylo, which really means lilo. It has a din that's clear, the psulina, it's only eaten one night. Vein a necheles, elo tzli, it's only roasted. Vein a necheles, elo minuyov, like Korban Pesach, only minuyin. Man shaman at isikol. The Isle High Svoga, Ben Tamer, Shmamino, Kulamil Sabino, Shmamino. So it's a Rai, he requires everything, not just the din of Lina, but also the din of Tzli, also the din of Tzoin, also the din of Schorim, and also the din of Ben Shono, and Memela, according to this, that's what we said before, that if the Chagigas Yudalit is Dafka Ben Shono, so then there should be a Chash Vaita of Shviras Etzem, because after all, if there's a chash of shvius etzim when it's not a lot of meat, so chagiga is not an abundance of meat. It's a ben shona. It's a small little shepsula. So on that you have to say that it's not the last thing you're eating. Since you're gonna have a pesach after that, you're not gonna leave shulchan rabbi when you're surveyed by the entree, only by the Korban Pesach, not by the chagiga. Toises on Daf Kuf Chav gives a teretz because it's lav dafka ben shona, meaning we're going before this maskon of this gemara. But in the maskon of this gemara, you have to say this other teretz, and that's the next gemara. Ibayelu fek the gemara leben teima yesh b'mishum shviras etzem ma'ema b'mishum shviras etzem is the din of shviras etzem on the chagigas yidaled. Afagav the chiach shachmon lepesach. Even though you're talking comparing it to Pesach and in the achila and shviras etzem is the din of the achila. Oh my God, it says in the pasuk the etzem loisish b'gu boy is mashma k'notz dafka korban pesach the din of shviras etzem, meaning boy v'loy b'chagiga. So the chagiga is nismayit from the is of shviras etzem. Oy dilma, hi boy b'kosher v'loy b'posel udasa. It's come to tell me that the din of shviras etzem is only by a kosher and not by a posel, by a korban pesach kosher and not by a korban pesach posel. But la'olam, when it comes to chagiga, there would be a din of shviras etzem. So the Gemara is going to bring a raya. Toshma, sakin shenimtzit ba'abosa, a whole cheshbon legabe hilchas tefila on a sakin that yemesupkiv was if it's tovel or not. We'll stop over here. We'll continue tomorrow from Toshma to its bottom of the omid.